Thank you. This is Radio Sub-Ether at 88.3 MHz, and we are going to have a discussion about...
Yes, we're going to have a discussion.
We presented you the finest in modern jazz and what goes better with modern jazz than modern philosophy. But first we have a caller.
Yes. Hello, this is Radio Sub-Ether.
You are live on air. Who are you, mysterious caller?
Oh, oops.
Hang on,
we need to press the button here. There it is. Hello?
Hello.
I'm Fuse, and I want to talk about different things. I think it's your show has a sentences. No idea. About philosophical things, and it's an interesting question that no one have answer to it. Where comes the humans or all these things? Why exist all things?
Yes, I think you already gave us a good example of one problem that is prevalent in modern philosophy, that we are bound within the boundaries of language, that we have to overcome in order to think about philosophical matters. And yeah, thank you for your input. I think you also have a request that you want us to play. You have a wish, a music wish?
Not yet, but I'm wish Dido from with No Angel.
Yeah, the problem is we just searched our database, and I'm afraid we cannot fulfill this request because we don't have it available here. Do you have another piece of music that you would like to request?
Something more old-fashioned.
Something more old-fashioned, perhaps.
Old-fashioned.
Well, how about "In a Gada da Vida" by Iron Butterfly?
Wow, that's cool. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we have that, and this will go on air.
Right here.
Right here. Now. But first, we promised you a little philosophy in the morning.
In memoriam für das frühe World Wide Web.
Yeah, and because I don't know much about philosophy, I invited an outspoken expert on philosophy.
I'm not an expert, I'm not a specialist, philosophers are not that pointed, you know.
Yeah, with me in the studio is Ingo, and the topic we want to discuss is deconstructivism.
Hi there to everybody outside. Are you already deconstructed?
Well, you know, we are modulating the frequencies here, especially for you, and now not only the frequencies of the airwaves, but also of your brainwaves.
Yeah, for a good morning breakfast.
Don't stop.
Okay.
Ingo.
Yeah.
What exactly is deconstruction?
There is another caller. That's deconstruction. The same caller.
Can I say something at logical, nothing can exist. it's nothing at the beginning, and nothing. How should change nothing to everything?
You mean the question, if I understood your question right, you ask how could there be so much different things if there were in the beginning of everything nothing? Is that right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I know of an old spoken word from a funny movie. That's a funny movie was Lola Rent, and they say it's...
I have seen it.
Ah, immer wieder dieselbe Frage, immer wieder dieselbe Antwort. Erst Ei, dann Gack.
It's always the same question, it's always the same answer. Was it first the egg or was it first the sound of
the chicken,
yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Did anybody heard the what's the man kind of chicken?
The cock.
The cock, yeah. Did anybody hear the cock crying for the morning?
Yeah, we heard it here.
Okay, so good morning. And it's always the same question. Is this another good morning?
And what actually is a good morning?
Yeah, yeah. Does this good morning exist? I think we here on the radio have a good morning. We hope that for you too, huh? Is it like this?
Yes, it's a good morning. It's a little bit cold, but it's a good morning. I have another theory.
What kind?
The things jumps to positive and negative material. And but I don't know what's the ground for the jump.
It's the
positive
flow.
And
it's like energy flowing from the... yeah, that's the old question. What direction does the energy flow? Huh?
Yeah.
That actually, in modern physics, your question is answered. It flows in both directions. Because if you look at quantum physics...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that every quantum is actually in a super state, in a superposition. So where it has the possibility to become either positive or negative. So the only thing we can say about the quantum in the state of superposition is that it has the possibility to become positive or negative.
Yeah.
But we cannot definitely answer which direction it will take. You might have heard of Schrödinger's cat.
The old Schrödinger gag, you know.
Yeah. You heard of Schrödinger's cat? The experiment?
Oh, don't kill the cat, please.
Well, it goes a little bit like this. You have a box and...
No, please. We won't have killing cats in the morning radio about deconstructivism. We will have this Schrödinger problem in another discussion, I think.
Okay.
I have another idea. All possibilities are real. That's a theory.
In praxis, there is also everything possible. You think of your computer. You can do almost everything with your computer. You can overcome, etwas überwinden, hinter
you
sich
can
lassen.
Overcome.
Gravity by saying, okay, I have physics in my favorite computer game, but now that I know this gyroscope thing, I say... I dislike gravity. I switch off gravity.
Don't we all dislike gravity a lot?
Fucking gravity! Are you some kind of with this good morning philosophy thing? Is that you getting up in the morning and questioning you what's this kind of day gonna be? Are you a more morning philosopher or a evening philosopher? If you say in the evening, okay, that's a more funny day, or it was a lot of hard work to do. In the end, it's a good day?
This is actually a very good question, because I really want to know if the more pessimist philosophies, like, let's say, existentialism or stuff, if they were written at night, because they provide a pretty dark outlook on things. So maybe they were written in darker hours of the day, and maybe the more positive philosophies were written in the morning.
Yes.
I think the deconstructivism is for me like deconstructing all those, wie sagt man, Zusammenhänge, interferences, dependencies. Yeah. If you say like dependencies or interdependencies, what did you say, please?
Relativities?
Relations.
It's about relations.
I have Google here.
You Google or Babel. If you got dependencies or relations, back to this morning thing. If you say, okay, for a good start, I need a good coffee, or I have to brush my teeth, or to clean my boot, because that's the kind of meditation I need in the morning to get an idea of what the goals of my life are and what I want to do, I'm supposed to do, or so. That's for everyone different, I think. And if you hang on to such dependencies or relations is like Beziehung, oder?
Yes. I think dependencies, yeah.
We just had this quantum super state level where we discussed about the flow, and if you say, okay, you are slow in the morning, and to get the right flow you need some some coffee, like from the Teilchenbeschleuniger reactor, that brings you the right spin for the day.
Yeah.
It's exactly this relation to the world outside of your Wahrnehmungsgrenze, your body.